From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama's calling the violence in Libya outrageous and unacceptable, saying orders to shoot peaceful protesters violate international norms. The president says the situation there requires the international community to speak with one voice.
This is not simply a concern of the United States. The entire world is watching, and we will coordinate our assistance and accountability measures with the international community.
Mr. Obama is sending Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to Geneva for a meeting to discuss ways to halt the violence in Libya. The president also says the U.S. is doing everything it can to protect American citizens trying to leave that country. The interior ministers of six European nations meeting in Rome are working on contingency plans for a possible influx of migrants from North Africa. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports that they're preparing for a potential humanitarian emergency.
Italy's interior minister Roberto Maroni said that since mid-January, Italy has received a total of 6,300 illegal migrants on its territory. He warned that up to 350,000 might try to flee Libya, many of whom would probably land on Italian shores. Italy alone, he said, cannot handle this crisis. No country could. The ministers, representing also France, Spain, Greece, Malta, and Cyprus, urged the creation of a special EU solidarity fund to tackle the humanitarian crisis and a common and sustainable EU asylum system by the end of 2012. The ministers insisted on the need for burden sharing by the entire European Union. But up to now, northern European countries such as Germany have turned down Italian requests to relocate some of the new migrants. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
In Egypt, protesting police have set fire to the Interior Ministry. Merritt Kennedy in Cairo says the attack may have been aimed at destroying police personnel records.
Groups of police officers have been holding regular protests outside the Interior Ministry in Cairo for more than a week. Their demands are higher wages and better working conditions. But the protests took a more violent turn. One of the guards there said at least one of the protesters threw a Molotov cocktail at a ministry building, setting it ablaze. Several floors were badly damaged in the fire. The same guard said the fire was aimed at the office holding police personnel records. The police force was accused of brutality during the uprising that toppled the Mubarak regime. Aside from traffic patrols, they've largely been absent from the streets of Cairo since the uprising hit full swing. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
Asian shares are mixed as investors remain nervous about developments in the Middle East. Stocks lost further ground on Wall Street, with the Nasdaq falling 1%. The Libyan crisis is also spiking oil prices, which hit $100 a barrel in New York for the first time since 2008. This is NPR. A U.S. search and rescue team is heading to New Zealand to aid earthquake recovery efforts. It is one of hundreds of teams from around the world now joining police and military searches through crumbled concrete and rocks for survivors. The official death toll from Tuesday's disaster has risen to 76, and authorities say they have 238 missing persons reports. The Environmental Protection Agency is issuing new rules for reducing pollution from refineries, chemical plants, factories, and lots of smaller facilities. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren says the guidelines are being released as Republicans claim that EPA overzealousness is hurting the economy.
The mercury, soot, lead, and other harmful pollutants from boilers and incinerators can cause disabilities in children, cancer, and other serious health problems. The agency says its new rules will avoid thousands of heart attacks and premature deaths each year. It also will prevent tens of thousands of asthma attacks. Gina McCarthy heads the EPA's air pollution programs. She says the agency found many ways to limit expenses for businesses.
We certainly have cut the cost associated with these rules in half.
Still, industry representatives say paper mills and manufacturing plants with big coal boilers won't be able to meet the tight deadlines for cleanup. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
The Justice Department wants a judge to order tobacco companies to admit they lied about the dangers of smoking. It says the companies should be compelled to make blunt statements on their marketing practices, such as methods used to sell low-tar and light cigarettes. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.